So we're here with Roger from the SQL Server team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Zach.
So could you tell us about your role on the project and in particular what you did for 2008?
Sure. So I'm a test manager on the engine, and primarily what I work with is everything from when you type a SQL query, it gets algebraized, parsed, algebraized, and compiled and executed, everything in that pipeline. When the minute the query is written, the query is executed, and the rows come back. So that's all pretty much the teams I work with, query processing and parsing, and a lot of language surface area there as well.
So there's some new features in T-SQL that I'm sure are the things that you've been faced with this year, like some of the data types and table value parameters and some of that stuff. So from an engineering perspective, what were some of the big challenges?
Well, a lot of it is getting all these new features, all this innovation in the box, all these changes, and not regressing and not breaking something else, right? It's a very large product. There's a lot of people that build applications on SQL Server. They expect the behavior to be the same. It's a server class product. It's lots of money on the line. So you make a change, it's got to be very intentional. It's got to be very crisp. There can't be any bugs. And so enabling this innovation and being able to make all this change in such a short amount of time without resulting in an inferior product, that was the biggest challenge I would think.
So what's that look like? I mean, how do you make something like that happen? Is it all automated tests? Like, who writes those tests? What's sort of the anatomy of the testing team for the engine?
Yeah, well, it's all about driving quality upstream. You don't ever want to endanger mainline. So we have this philosophy all through SQL Server 2008. You never, ever leave the mainline, the code that you're going to ship to customers in a state that it can't be shipped in 3 months. Now, we came really close to that all the time, and we did this by driving quality upstream. We never finished anything. We never said anything was complete, any small improvement to the product, until it was ready to ship. So it stayed in what we call a branch or a staging place location until it was fully tested, fully built, and essentially ready to ship. And then we would integrate it into the code base. So we never polluted mainline. And we kept that philosophy all through Katmai, all through SQL Server 2008, never let up. And it paid off in the end. And it was a fairly soft landing. We were able to get it out with high quality.
And that's like, so all the CTPs that we've seen come out, when a new feature comes out, we've told customers that it's ready, it's production quality almost for all the CTPs. Yeah. So that's what you're referring
internally
to here.
Internally, we treated like production. Everything was up. I forget what we... Most every CTP was a production quality CTP as far as we were concerned. There was very little we had to change in our engineering methodology to go from what we had before to a CTP. We just put a little bit more integration testing, a little bit more rounds in the lab. To answer your question, we are talking about automated testing here.
Right.
We had a grand scale. It was production all the way. And we would only put the things in the CTP that were ready. That's the idea. So from CTP to CTP, we had things, code that was, changes that were still baking, still in production, and weren't ready to go. Well, we said, hey, it's not going to make this train, it'll make the next one.
Right.
And we had to make sure we were clear on that, and we did.
Cool. So, I mean, we have these branches where we develop this feature, and you're saying that when it comes into the mainline, what's that sort of time frame look like? I mean, are there, things coming out? Like,
it depends on the change. So,
sure.
And a number of people involved. So something like T-SQL changes you mentioned, like we had plus incremental operator, so it's a very small thing. That just took a couple weeks to do, right, or less. So plus, so now you can, it's a very simple thing, but people love it, right? But there were bigger things, so we changed some internals. We changed the threading model for partition table parallelism, so you run a query of lots of threads attacking the product, or attacking the data at the same time, streaming it back faster. We made some fundamental changes there to improve scalability, and that took, several months.
Sure.
And many people.
And that change in particular, so we haven't talked about that with any of the people we've sat down with. So that's essentially you making use of your multiple processors more effectively when you have multiple processors. Can you explain that feature a little bit more and what was involved with testing that?
I'll give it a shot. I managed the brilliant engineers that did that.
Sure.
So, that was a real cool feature. The change was there's functionality that was already there. There was parallelism has been there for many releases already, and so we already had that pre-existing. What we had to do is go and get the right use case scenarios to show why we wanted to make the change and what would actually highlight that and show its faults. So from a test point of view, it's pretty hard because customers don't always build out pristine databases. They actually they build out their storage. They buy hardware slowly on a yearly basis, and so you have very heterogeneous hardware on the customer side. And so knowing that what we were building, that works great in a clean lab room environment, is equally great and a customer site was very difficult. So we had to go and build out the hardware. We had to build out a real data warehouse to prove that it would be there, it would work. We had to do it right, and then I think at one point make a drastic change and then do it right again. You know,
sure.
We never wanted to actually make sure. Never wanted to, you know, have the wrong thing in mainline and ship that out into the CTP. So I think the challenge there was operating at the same scale that customers do, right?
Right.
Multiple terabytes and that's hard. You make a mistake at, you know, on a 20 terabyte test database, it's several days of downtime.
Right. That's true. So on a day-to-day basis, what's your job like? Is it coding? Is it managing people? Are you involved with ship room? Or what sort of stuff do you do?
I spend a lot of time in ship room. I spend a lot of time managing people. I don't do any coding anymore. I have a lot of great people that do the coding.
Cool.
It's, you know, keeping everybody informed, making sure that everybody knows, you know, that there's an owner for every issue, and everybody knows who that owner is, and everybody believes in that owner. Hiring, staffing, it's a long project. Yeah, you know, you go through, the people come and the people go, so I did a lot of hiring, staffing this release. So
it is a long project. I mean, so our last release was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working on it for more than 3 years.
Yeah.
I assume we started, you know, before 2005,
yeah.
So must feel good that we're within days of RTMing, especially in your role, the test thing, so...
My vacation starts on Monday. So.
Yeah, that's good to hear.
It's going to be a fantastic release in many ways. And to release the product's gone, it's a release emotionally, it's out of the door.
Yeah, there's definitely an energy in the building. I mean, you can tell that things are lightening up and people are excited. So
yeah, no more, you know, ship rooms many times a day. Yeah, so.
Great.
It's been a fantastic release, faster than the last one, but just as packed full, if you ask me.
Cool. Well, thank you.
Thank you.